Chapter 7. Choose Your Battle and Battlefield. Robert's View.
I learned the importance of choosing your battle and your battlefield in military school, and it was reinforced in the Marine Corps. For example, the troops that had the high ground, such as a hill, often had the advantage over the opposing troops below them. The troops on the low ground had the option to fight or not to fight. That may be where the sayings, "Sometimes it's best to walk away and live to fight another day," and "choose your battles carefully," have come from. The same ideas hold true in business. In Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, the second book in the Rich Dad series of books, I go into why some people find getting rich easier than others. Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant is the most important of my books for people who want to make changes in their life. Let's take a look at the cash flow quadrant again. Imagine a horizontal line bisected by a vertical line, so you have a cross that creates four quadrants. Each quadrant is labeled with a letter, E, S, B, and I. E stands for employee. S stands for small business person, self-employed, or specialist. B stands for big business owners such as Donald Trump. I stands for investor. More than simply titles, the person in each of the quadrants is very different from the people in the other three quadrants. When it comes to attitude, most people in the E quadrant seek security. They say, "I'm looking for a safe, secure job with benefits." A small business person in the S quadrant may say, "If you want it done right, do it by yourself." A person in the B quadrant is often looking for a president, CEO, or other talented person to run his or her operations. One of the defining differences between S quadrant business owners and B quadrant business owners is the number of employees. Forbes magazine once defined a big business as a business with more than 500 employees. And I stands for investor. As you already know from the introduction to part two, there are three different types of investors. The tax laws are also different for the different quadrants. The worst quadrant to be in for tax purposes is the E quadrant, simply because there is very little you can do to protect yourself from taxes. Hence, you really do not need an accountant to advise you. The quadrants with the best tax breaks are the B and I quadrants. Why? Most governments give tax breaks to those in the B quadrant because they provide jobs. And governments offer tax breaks to the I quadrant because they invest their money back into the economy. Special tax breaks are usually given to people who invest in real estate and oil, because every country needs housing and energy. The cash flow quadrant is important because it can help you decide which quadrant you have the best chance of winning in. As you may have guessed, both Donald Trump and I chose the B and I quadrants to operate in. Some of you may be thinking, "But I don't want to be an entrepreneur." Or you may be feeling your heart pound at the thought of taking risks and not having a steady paycheck. Don't worry. This book is more about winning than it is about being an entrepreneur or professional investor.